You're with SBS Radio.
In a laboratory in Townsville, scientists are working hard. They're looking for ways to protect the natural wonder on their doorstep, the Great Barrier Reef. And after 4 years, they've had a breakthrough. They've created a coral larvae that's more resistant to rising sea temperatures than regular coral larvae. Dr. Patrick Berger from the CSIRO is the lead researcher.
Oh, we don't have a silver bullet, unfortunately. We still have to address climate change. That's one of the most important issues still for the corals. We can potentially provide this as an intervention that could potentially help survive corals in this changing environment, but we still need to do more research on this.
Scientists removed a part of the coral larvae called microalgae. They cultured it and exposed it to warmer conditions before putting it back in the larvae. They found those larvae had a higher tolerance of heat. Professor Madeline Van Oppen is a senior researcher on the project. She works with Melbourne University and the Australian Institute of Marine Science.
It does provide us with some hope that there might be ways by which we can perhaps buy some time for corals.
And time is running out. The Great Barrier Reef has experienced its third mass bleaching event in 5 years. The federal government has invested $1.9 billion into increasing the reef's resilience through projects like these.
We feel ourselves that the research is very urgent because we're losing coral so rapidly, and all climate models predict that mass bleaching events such as the ones that we've seen this year and in 2016, 2017 will become annual events by mid or late this century.
Dr. Patrick Berger says wider action is also needed.
The most important thing is to address that climate change is still the biggest issue for corals. And even though we have potential interventions that could save or could potentially support coral reefs in becoming more thermally tolerant, this intervention has to go hand in hand with strong climate change action.
Scientists from the CSIRO, Melbourne University and the Australian Institute of Marine Science will now test whether the technique works on adult coral.
At the moment, we tested this technique on coral larvae, so we still have to test this on adult corals. We have to test what are the long-term effects of the symbiosis and potentially what are the trade-offs. So there's a bit of research still has to go into it, but at the same time, we are confident that this potentially could take off in a few years. But we have to put all our efforts in now in order to have this ready as an intervention in the future.
Dr. Berger says he's hopeful the technique will become a useful intervention within a decade. Rachel Carey, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.